Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Coming up on podcast 1482, the VW Aero B gets its full-time name. It's going to be the ID7 Tourer. Also on the show today, we're talking BMW batteries. The Aura Cat gets a new name and more details in the UK, and why it's costing a little more to charge your EV lately than before. Those stories and a lot more to come. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Sunday, 29th of May today. My name is Martin Lee, and I've been through every EV story, so you don't have to. We'll start with news of one of the legendary 70-mile-an-hour range tests that my friend Tom does. Now, Tom Mologny from the State of Charge YouTube channel has developed his 70-mile-an-hour range test over many, many years. Now, look, no test is perfect. No test can be. Otherwise, it's a laboratory, and we don't live in the lab. However, he reduces as many variables as possible so that when Tom takes an EV at 70 miles an hour until it runs out, you've got a pretty fair clue as to some kind of consumer advice there. Now, of course, he does it in different temperatures, different conditions, and he'll explain all of those as well. And this time, he's been testing the Rivian R1T has been on his driveway. Now, that has a combined EPA range of 314 miles. Doesn't tell the whole story, though, because there are 21-inch road wheels on that vehicle to get 314 miles of EPA range. You can also spec the 20-inch all-terrains and the 22-inch sport tyres. Well, the 20-inch all-terrain wheels that Tom had offer a 40-mile range penalty. So the R1T that he tested had a combined EPA of 274. How did it go? Tom writes, the weather conditions weren't optimal for the range test. When we started out, the temperature was 45 degrees. That's 7 degrees Celsius. And there was slight drizzle. The rain stopped pretty quickly and the temperature only rose up to about 49 degrees. That's 9 degrees Celsius. However, the biggest problem was the wind. We experienced winds up to 16 miles an hour that got progressively worse during the range test. We finished up covering 253.7 miles. Using 125 kilowatt hours to do it. And that's an average consumption rate of 2.03 miles per kilowatt hour. So just scraping into the psychological barrier of over 2 miles per kilowatt hour. Look, this is a slab of truck heading through the air on a very windy day. It's still very, very inefficient. Now, it's not as inefficient as something bigger and heavier, looking at you, Hummer. However, that is, you know, if we're talking about the average EV, we'll do double that, for instance, in terms of efficiency. But This is obviously a truck. And Tom says, even though we only came up about 2 miles short of the estimated EPA highway range for the R1T with the 20-inch all-terrain tyres and wheels combo, we're pretty sure the R1T would have gone further, maybe 20 miles more, if we didn't have such high winds and if the temperature was 30 degrees higher. Yeah, what are we at the minute? I've just got back from my holidays in France and Spain, where the weather was pretty much like it is in the UK, to be honest with you. 14, 15, 16 degrees, nothing particularly special for May, and hopefully looking forward to some warmer temperatures. Fingers crossed, we might actually get a summer, you never know. So yeah, 8-9 degrees Celsius is very cold for an EV. Of course, the Rivian R1T has great thermal management on that battery pack, however, that is still going to knock some range out. What do you reckon of that then? So Tom's saying that he was only a couple of miles short of the EPA range. But he could have gone a lot further if it wasn't so windy. But that is the real-world test that he does. Of course, the other way of doing it is just to get a vehicle, drive it around, and report how far he went. But that's just too kind of random, isn't it? That's just sort of, you know, firing into nowhere, really. But it's always good to read how far people went, or you know, had a vehicle for a week or whatever. They've done some tests, but you need to try and knock out those variables like he does. Very, very interesting. Okay, talking about Rivian, they're adding soft sand mode with low regen and high power settings. Brilliant article in The Drive, which points out that the former or multiple time competitor in the Rebel Rally, Emmy Hall and Rebecca Donner, piloted a new Rivian R1T at the Rebel Rally, raving about their experiences with the all-electric truck. But in one aspect, they found the final stage tackling the dunes, in other words, the deep sand, very difficult. So Rivian just announced its answer to the problem by issuing an over-the-air update that adds new drive modes, especially for soft sand. It's the 9th drive mode you can get in a Rivian. You've got plenty to pick from. The others between on-road and off-road options. A Rivian spokesperson telling The Drive that the analysis of the truck's performance at the Rebel Rally last year was a contributing factor to the update. With this revision, they loosened up the traction control system and goosed the torque while retaining the vehicle's 50-50 power distribution rights. The Drive, pop an article, a link to the article in the show notes if you'd like to know more. Now, headline story and the long-awaited production version of the VW Vizion and the Space Vizion, which we saw in 2018 and 2019, are coming, and it's going to be called the ID7 and the ID7 Tourer. The two models were also known under the codename Aero and Aero B, but according to the publication Auto, Motor and Sport, the European Patent Office listed the name ID7 Tourer on the 17th of May, which combined with previously protected names from the ID1 to the ID9 makes sense. So far, Volkswagen has used 3, 4, 5, 6 in China, at least, ID Buzz, the first non-numerical name, and the ID 7 Saloon and ID Tourer Estate will be effectively the electric Passats. Look like a Passat a bit, Estate, same size. Don't call it a Passat, though. It's the ID 7. The Saloon version goes on sale next year, Estate version 2024 model year. That is super interesting. Talking about some battery stuff with BMW now, BMW aims to slash battery costs for their EVs by 30% with the introduction of the new class platform featuring cylindrical cells. Now, Tesla made these famous, really, when they revealed that their early electric vehicles were made with laptop batteries, basically big AA batteries. The disclosure was made a few weeks ago when insiders assumed the supplier would be one of their existing partners, CATL, EVE Energy, Samsung, or Northvolt. But according to Automotive News, CATL has inked a deal with BMW to provide cylindrical cells, which have their advantages and disadvantages. I must admit, I'm very surprised that BMW went down that route. I think prismatics and pouch cells are the more common way at the moment of many of the big car makers to stack their batteries. But clearly, Tesla showing, you know, as the number one, showing, hey, you can use those cylindrical cells, no problem at all. And so BMW doing that. With the new era of electric vehicles on the way, BMW believes it can achieve the same profit margins for their combustion cars, as their combustion cars, rather. They refrained from going into details about their CATL deal, and the battery company didn't elaborate either, according to BMWblog.com. They write, switching from prismatic cells to round ones takes place in 2025 when the first new class vehicles goes on sale. It'll compete in the 3 Series segment. It's going to be made in Hungary, that vehicle. Now, talking about platforms, what about Volkswagen's MEB platform? Bit of news here, which I hadn't heard before, so forgive me if I'm late to the party. In India, the Mahindra company, huge player in India, and it's a multinational automotive giant. They make motorcycles and tractors and commercial vehicles. Headquartered in Mumbai, they've been around since 1945, so they know a thing or two about the automotive market. Hotcars.com says that Mahindra has partnered with Volkswagen to introduce their brand new electric vehicles, some of which will be for the global market. The partnership with VW is basically like the one that Ford in Europe did with them, which is to license their platform. So all of their cars, the ID3, ID4, Škoda Enyaq, etc., all built on a common platform, which is licensed to Ford in Europe, and now for India, Mahindra. Volkswagen gets to work with a company like Mahindra, which has been around a long time, very good at cost-effective manufacturing, you would say. Mahindra get access to a ready-built platform, and they can design their EVs on top of it. It fast-tracks the development of an EV portfolio. So, kind of huge news there, actually. We don't talk about a lot of Indian EV stuff. It's a lot of two-wheeled stuff coming out of India and doesn't get a lot of coverage on this podcast, but that's also, it's licensed for the global market. So, potentially, we're talking about the Chinese cars are coming. Should we be talking about the Indian cars that are coming? If it's on the VW platform, you know it's got solid bones. But would you buy the Mahindra badge in the Western markets? That's an interesting question. We'll answer it another time. Let's talk a little bit about Nissan. The next generation Nissan GT-R could be a full-blown electric car. The Nissan GT-R is a bit legendary as being slightly bonkers and hooning around, but what about if the next one was all electric? The next one will rival the likes of the Porsche Taycan, the Audi e-tron GT, the Tesla Model S Plaid, the Lucid Air, and more. Rumours are the all-new GT-R EV has a 1,000-kilowatt motor, which is about 340 horsepower, so then maybe that would be 2, 3, 4 motors, we don't know. According to a report in Japan, development of the battery electric supercar is being led by Nissan of North America. Well, Forbes.com says that there were rumours of a hybrid version, but according to Japan's car magazine Best Car, the only answer is electric. According to reports, Nissan's R&D have been buying Taycan Turbo S's and taking them apart to work out what the Germans have done. All car makers do that. Not really news, but worth saying. Nissan wants to utilise their racing program to feed in to their high-performance EVs. They've got a Formula E team, and they know lots about making EVs go quickly. So, looking forward to more news about that, if and when it happens. Right, coming up on the podcast very soon, we'll talk about e-bikes going the distance and e-scooters go racing in London. Stick around, those stories are on the way.
Picture this, you're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything, brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things people love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things people love.
Now, a car that really captured people's imagination when it was announced it was coming to the UK, which is the Aura Cat, made by Great Wall Motors, Chinese car. It's now known as the Funky Cat. And apologies again if I've missed that in my week off. I started reading this press release that I got sent at aura-eu.com, which is their media site, if you want to check out the press release for yourself. But and it talked a lot about the Funky Cat this and the Funky Cat that, and I had to stop and think, hang on a minute, when did they rename it the Funky Cat? Until now it's been called The Cat. But either way, added another word to the title. Funky Cat First Edition starts at Are You Ready? And I should perhaps say, are you sitting down? £30,495 after the government plug-in car grant of £1,500. Additional trim levels will launch next year. The Funky Cat First Edition goes on sale in autumn, and the queuing system, if you like, starts in June next month. Aura will be available through their website at Aura Online, and that goes live in August. They'll also have some physical stores as well. 48 kilowatt hour battery, 193 mile range. Nice specs, adaptive cruise, but a lot of average cars have got adaptive cruise these days. 360-degree camera, that's a nice touch. Reversing camera, pretty standard these days. LED headlights, good. Customers benefiting from Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, that's good, actually. That's missing on some expensive cars. Looking at you, Tesla, so that's good. And wireless phone charging, electric front seats, all mid-spec. Oh, hey, all things that you would expect on a £30,000 car. But would you spend £30,495 on a badge you've never heard of? The Aura badge, O-R-A. Would you buy a Funky Cat for £30,000? Charged at 6.6 kilowatts, which is slow, but if you've got yourself some three-phase, it will go up to 11 kilowatts on AC and 80 DC fast charging. So 80 kilowatts DC fast charging. Again, it's all about right, but if I had 30 grand to go and spend, look, this is a car that I think will be cross-shopped against the Mini E, against the Fiat 500 electric. I thought it looks bigger. The Funky Cat looks bigger until you see it, and I had a good old sniff around it at Fully Charged live a few weeks ago. It's a really small car. Great for cities, great for small families, actually. I mean, it might suit, but still, a lot of money compared to other Chinese companies like, let's say, MG. We own the MG ZS EV, the car my wife drives at the moment. And you know what? That was £20,500 for the MG. We got the original spec MG ZS EV. We got it as, just after a year old. So 20 grand is fine, because if it breaks down, and it hasn't yet, but it did fill up with water, as you know, and that went back and that got the seal got replaced. So, you know, it rained, the boot filled up. That was fun on an electric car. But still, it's a 20 grand family car that, you know, is not huge, okay, comparable to the e-Niro, which is bigger, and the Kona, but still. And actually, the length of the Funky Cat, I think when you actually look at the length, it's not a million miles away from the likes of the Kona and the e-Niro, but it felt small inside. I liked the dash, really liked the driver's seat view, as it were, inside. It felt very, very different, actually, in a way a bit special. But I'd like to know what you think about that money for that car. Let's talk a little bit about how far e-bikes need to go to get your attention. Back in 2017, Delfast set a Guinness World Record for the farthest distance on an electric bike, 228 miles. Colorado's OptiBike is now offering a beefed-up version that'll go 30% further, the R22 Everests. It's called that because it's the only e-bike to climb climb Mount Everest on a single charge, if there was a road. 300 miles. 300 miles of range on an e-bike. 3.2 kilowatt hour battery, 52 volt system. And it's actually, it's split in two. It's split in two batteries. So you could either go out, as it were, on a ride on one battery, and that would then warn you when that battery is empty, so you know you've got the same power to get back, or you can use them both together, for instance. 483 kilometres, that is on a set of assumptions. The rider is 72.5 kilograms. I'm quite significantly heavier than 7. I used to be 72. When I met my wife, I was 72 kilograms and my waist was 32 inches. those stats are long gone. Using the pedal assist on low, they say that that is the distance it will go. Of course, heavier riders looking in the mirror, and more pedal assist means the range, of course, will go down if you rely entirely on motor power. It is not a cheap e-bike. It's $18,000. Well, it's not. It's $17,900, but I rounded up because, you know, it's still a lot of money for a bicycle. Next, we'll go to London, and where? Got some breaking news about scooter racing. London was the first city in the world to host the new racing series on e-scooters. Riders go over 60 miles an hour and cornering at 60-degree angles. The e-scooter championship, the ESC, is the world's first racing series on scooters. Unlike the vast majority of commuter versions, they ride a dual hub scooter, 1.33 kilowatt hour battery, 250 watts of power is your typical road scooter. This one's got 12,000 watts of power. Next round's going to be in Switzerland, then they'll go to Italy, France, Spain and the USA in October. Now, if you've noticed, the cost of charging your car is getting higher. It's because, well, it is. The cost of rapid charging EVs has risen by a fifth in just 8 months because of increasing energy prices. The RAC pointing out that the average price of a public rapid charger has gone from 36.7 to 44.6 pence per kilowatt hour, adding £4 to the typical cost of an 80% rapid charge for a mid-size 64 kilowatt hour family EV. Charging EVs is still excellent value, says the RAC, and a much cheaper alternative to petrol and diesel. It costs around 10 pence per mile to use a rapid charger, up from 8 pence last September. Over the same period, the per mile cost of filling a petrol car has soared as well to 19 pence. Still much cheaper to drive electric. Now, in China, some good news. The NIO and Tesla showrooms should be opening very soon. On June the 1st, Shanghai eliminates the whitelist that allowed companies to resume work. Shanghai is the home of Tesla's factory in China and the global headquarters of NIO. The eastern Chinese city went into a phased lockdown in March, and Tesla's production was suspended and didn't resume for many, many weeks. As of May 19th, Tesla's Shanghai plant has made about 26,000 vehicles since production resumed. They are ramping up, says CNEV Post. And that's your podcast for today. Thank you so much to all of our premium partners of the show. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app, and millbrookcottages.co.uk, 5-star luxury cottages in Devon, where you can jump in the hot tub while your EV charges. Thank you very much for listening. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.